This is Growing Up Aspen with Chris Pomeroy and Andy Collin. And this is the season two of the Wiener Stube Joiners Table Chat. And right now we are with Adriana Alberto from an exchange student from Italy during our time in high school. So it's going to be fun to hear what she has to say, what she got out of Aspen. So I hope you enjoy.
How long has it been since you were in Aspen?
Oh, it was 1983, 1984, the year I graduated. So it's 41 years, 40 to 41 years ago.
Wow. Oh my God.
I know. It's awful.
Isn't that insane?
It is insane.
Did you ever think, when you think back then, did you ever think you would be able to say, I mean, that thought never popped in my head that I would say, oh yeah, 40 years ago is when I graduated.
40 years ago, no, really, you know, it's wow, it's, yeah, yeah. Actually, you know, when I came back, I actually thought I was content with you guys, you know, that never go back, never see anybody again, and then, you know, here comes internet and Facebook and chats and stuff like that, and here we are.
That's, you know, it's funny because everybody talks about how evil and bad the internet is, but the one great thing is that it connects us all together, you know.
Right, you get to keep in touch.
Just for the listeners' sake, I was going to say that Adriana and I reconnected after I found information on my family that they had a home in Rome in the Paroli district, and it had been for many years since the 80s, it had been the Danish embassy after our family ended up losing the home in after World War II when Mussolini kicked all the Americans out of Italy. So anyway, long story short, Adriana helped get some photographs of the home as it was on the market to be sold, and put it in the magazine out there that she works for, one of them, and made a spread. It was basically a before and after in the 1930s versus the 2020s. And it was just an incredible project. It came out really, really neat. And very crazy history, family history. So anyway, one of the things that I noticed just being out on social media and stuff is that Adriana had posted a number of photos of architecture and different cities and art and things like that, and then I reached out to her and said, your photographs are amazing, and they are, and yeah. We just kind of started talking. And if you get a chance, and Adriana, you should probably put a plug in for your website and or your work, but your work is astounding, and just some of the coolest photography of Europe and Italy in particular that I've ever seen. With that being said, backing up, Adriana was a foreign exchange student while we were in Aspen High School. That's how we originally met, and kind of stayed in touch through social media. So here you are. Welcome.
Right. Yeah, we were saying, you know, there comes the internet and there comes social media, and then we are all back in touch again.
Yeah.
Well, I one thing I really wanted to point out too, and you're such a perfect candidate for it, is that as people think of Aspen in all kinds of different ways, and they think about it as the skiing and all the rich people and all this stuff, but what they don't necessarily talk about is the community, and the community of Aspen was really big in exchange students. I can't remember a year that we didn't have exchange students in the high school.
Right.
And that to me was part of sharing what that community is with others. And so coming from where you did,
and coming to Aspen as a kid. Can you talk a little bit about what that experience was like? Because you came, I mean, you know, Turin isn't that, you're, I mean, Alberta Tomba is just up the road there, you know? I mean, it's, so you've seen stuff, you know stuff, so you're coming to another area that you're somewhat familiar with. So I wonder how that would be as a kid.
Well, first let me tell you that I think that Wing Jaffe, who was, you know, the guy who hosted me, the family who hosted me, thought pretty much what you are saying, okay? He thought he was getting a girl from the skiing area, from up the hill, to come to a place which was more or less similar to what Aspen was, which actually wasn't. Because I live in a much bigger city, I'm close to the Alps, close to the skiing area, but I'm not exactly close to a place that looks like Aspen.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. So I got into Aspen. And by the way, I had no idea I was going to get into Aspen. I left Italy about 3 weeks before I came to I went to Aspen. And what we did was we had like a 3 weeks orientation course in England, in which we had like American teachers, and you know, we would experience things like an American school and stuff like that. But I got to know where I was going the moment I was at the airport.
Wow.
I was given an envelope and a slip of paper that said you are going to Aspen, Colorado. So I really had no idea. I had no idea where I was going to end up, you know, in California. I didn't get to choose.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that was it. That was it. So I got into Aspen like 3 weeks later. You know, it was the time there was Dallas on television. Okay, the series, the TV series was on television.
Dallas. So, yeah.
Dallas. Yes. Yeah. I know. It happened. That's what it was at the time. Sorry, guys. So that was my idea of the US. You know, yeah. There wasn't much else that we got to see at the time. Okay. we were here and you were there, and it was not like so immediate like it is now. So that was pretty much the idea. But I did get, you know, to live on a ranch, so that was not very different.
Yeah, I was gonna ask.
I got to start school much sooner, because school here started like at the middle of September, and I was kind of used to school starting at the first of October. So that was kind of sooner than that. It took me a while to understand that it was like a smaller town feeling, that the school system was different, that the relation with the kids was going to be different. It was really something that was really different from where I come from.
Thanks for listening. The authors of Growing Up Aspen would like to thank you, and would like to also thank the Aspen Times and the Aspen Daily News for giving us materials for our book, Growing Up Aspen, Adventures of the Unsupervised, which you can get at twistandturnpress.com and any local bookstore. Thanks.